Do you eat, sleep, and breathe golf? Do you love to explore? And most importantly, do you just want to have some fun? Well, then welcome to Talking Golf Getaways with Mitch and Darren. Now here's the guy with all the questions, Mitch Lawrence, and the guy with all the answers, Darren Bunch.
Hello and welcome once again to Talking Golf Getaways. Glad you found us. I'm Mitch Lawrence in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, the seaside golf capital of the world. Darren Bunch out there in Bakersfield, California. Great show today. One of our friends, our good friends, that I've gotten to know online and kind of through a great process that he started, a fantastic community in Golf Chat. We'll talk to him about that. Zeb Wellborn is joining us today on Talking Golf Getaways.
Oh, yeah. And Zeb is one of the growing list of men I have met on the internet who I just enjoy hanging out with. We played golf a few times. I don't want to rub it in. I think I'm ahead 2-1 in the series of us getting together and playing golf. But yeah, he's good. He's a good guy to have in your corner online. And he also does an awful lot of things in the golf industry. And we're going to talk about quite a few of them.
All right, that's cool. I can't wait. We're glad you found us. As always, golfnewsnet.com, iTunes Podcast, Audio Boom, Stitcher. Darren, you can find on social media at Getaways Golf on Twitter, at Golf Getaways on Instagram. You can find me on both at Mitch Lawrence. That's LAURANCE. But first, excitement reigns here on the Talking Golf Getaways podcast, not only because it's a new year for golf and travel, which we obviously love, but because we want to welcome a fantastic new partner to our Golf News Net team. Two Under is an incredible company that makes, among a wide variety of products, high-performance men's athletic underwear. And Darren, we're going to be talking about Two Under often. There are so many great qualities to the various styles in the Two Under line. But one thing I know is this is not your grandfather's underwear. Everything else has evolved in terms of technology, and Two Under was literally the innovator, the leader in creating something under your pants, your shorts, and in our case, of course, under our plus fours, that truly makes a difference in the comfort and the enjoyment we feel while playing golf.
And Two Under underwear, and try to say that fast a few times, Two Under's proprietary Joey Pouch technology, hashtag asset management. It's uniquely comfortable. It's supportive environment for our most valuable assets, plus great fabrics designed to provide maximum comfort and confidence. Come in a huge variety of designs and colors.
And I have to say, Darren, and I know, let's say off the bat that this is a subject that you and I and probably most guys never really talked about, never thought about it, was underwear. But this is so different. And I can say from experience that the Joey Pouch changed my life. That's all I'm going to say. The Two Under underwear fits great. The fibers are great. There's a non-roll waistband that is absolutely fantastic. And without going into too much detail, they're no drip tip. Use your imagination. I am telling you, life-changing. And it's why golfers like William McGirt, David Toms, Jerry Kelly, and more wear Two Under. And how about this? Mike Dobbin, the Remax long drive tour player, whose longest drive is 551 yards. You think he could have done that without Two Under? I don't. They have an incredible lineup of athletes in other and often much more demanding sports as well. You can find out everything you want to know about Two Under at their website, Two Under, and that's the number two, and then the letters UNDR, twounder.com, on all the social media sites, at Two Under on Twitter and Instagram, and Two Under on Facebook.
And here's our way of letting you experience what Two Under is all about. If you go to the Two Under website at twounder.com and use the promo code GNN20. That's for Golf News Net, GNN20. You get 20% off the normal retail price. Again, that's promo code GNN20 equals 20% off. It's a great deal for what could easily become your personal emergency nine favorite piece of golf apparel you can't live without. So get your Two Under today.
Today. All right, we mentioned our friend Zeb Wellborn. He does a little bit of everything. Darren mentioned that he plays golf with Darren, and I'm going to say, I don't know, Zeb's probably up like 12-2 now in their series. Yeah, I want to see what reaction we get. Zeb's the creator of one of the communities, as I said, that we love a lot. And that would be hashtag golf chat on Twitter. He owns 19th Hole Media, which helps bring new golfers to many courses. He's an author, The Social Golf Course, which is available on Amazon.com. And now Golf Chat has its own at Golf Chat on Twitter. And we highly suggest you get there. You can find Zeb at Zeb Wellborn, that's Zeb Wellborn. And at 19th Hole Media on Twitter and Instagram. And Zeb, it's a pleasure to have you with us. We've been waiting for this opportunity for a long time. Welcome to Talking Golf Getaways, man.
Hey, well, awesome. Thank you so much, Mitch and Darren, for having me on the show. I really do appreciate it. And I'm looking forward to chat with you guys. Oh, and by the way, I didn't think you were going to go there beating me 2-1. But I guess I have to admit that that's true.
I have to be honest, though. I beat Zeb the first time we played at Arroyo Tribuco. We came back and played at Rustic Canyon, and he pasted me. And then the rubber match that put me 2-1 ahead, Zeb was playing with old clubs and hickories, which obviously I do all the time. So I had a little bit of an advantage there, and I was able to edge him out at Los Serranos when we played on what was it? Bobby Jones Day, I think we had a special event there at Los Serranos, right, Zeb?
Yep. They have Bobby Jones Day every year there at Los Serranos, where you dress up in your knickers or your plus fours and you get to play golf for free.
Yes, and I think that should be the case everywhere. I would just wear knickers all the time and play golf for free everywhere.
You're darn right. I'm with you.
Uh-huh.
All right, Zeb, let's get to it. Let's start with Golf Chat, hashtag Golf Chat on Twitter. I know that when I found it, thanks to Darren and thanks to you, it's an amazing group of individuals. It's an incredible place to go and to talk about all things golf and things that are topical, things that are of interest to people, as well as just great questions about golf, golf travel, destinations, products, all you name it, and Golf Chat has become a central hub for it. Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 Eastern, people can get into it. Tell us about Golf Chat. How did it start? Start us at the beginning.
You know, I was in a mastermind group about the year before I started. I think it's been around for about 3 years now. So the year before I was in the mastermind group, and that had kind of run its course, and I was looking to do something else. And I was actually thinking about starting a podcast, because I had a podcast before called the Defining Success Podcast, and I was going to make a golf-specific one. And I was kind of working with my friend John Hakeem at greenskeeper.org, and I was talking to him about doing this podcast, and logistically I didn't think it would work, because you guys seem to be able to make it work, but we both kind of wanted to be co-hosts on the show, and it was going to be too difficult for me to do the back-end technology to try and make that work. So then I had always kind of played with this idea of starting a Twitter chat in golf, because I used to participate when I was a teacher or when I was running my tutoring business in this group called EdChat. And EdChat runs every Tuesday at 11 and 4 Pacific Standard Time. And it's for educators that would come together around the world, and they would debate and talk about things that were related to education. And so I looked at something like that for golf and realized there wasn't one. So I did, you know, research, checked out the Golf Chat hashtag, and there was a couple of spatterings of people that were using it, but nobody was really using it extensively. And so that's kind of what it started it. So 1 week, it was the beginning of the year, I think, probably 2013 or maybe 2014. And I just started it the very first Tuesday. I sent out a Twitter message to every single person that I knew that was interested in golf on Twitter. And so we got, I don't know, 20 people to show up that first week, and including some strangers, people who I hadn't met before. One of the guys that Darren and I played golf with at Rustic Canyon, at Regripped, he was definitely one of the first ones that stepped up and wanted to help bring this thing together. So we kind of started it from there, and it's been running ever since. And we keep picking up a lot of new golfers, a lot of new golf writers, and people interested in golf. And it's been a lot of fun since we started it.
And the thing is, it's really it's worldwide. I mean, you've got people all over the place. We've got guys from New Zealand and Australia, and you've got people from the UK and obviously people all over the country. Did you ever think it would evolve to what it's evolved to? And I'm sure it's not done evolving.
Yeah, no, it's definitely not done evolving. It's constantly evolving and constantly trying to keep it up to date and as fresh and as current as possible. And with the help of people like yourself and other people who are involved. So that's definitely something that's going to continue. I don't really have any expectations other than I just wanted to create this golf, hashtag golf chat and just see what happened. And my plan was to kind of run through it for a year. Every year I kind of take on a new task for me or my business or something that I enjoy doing. And that was something I took on that first year. And it just went so well that I decided to keep going with it. And the last year, especially, I've recruited a lot of help. So we have, at Golf Bandwagoner, Cassie Norris, who's helping create all the questions and kind of facilitate the golf chat. She's the one that runs the @RealGolfChat hash or the @RealGolfChat account. And so she's the one posting the questions on there. And then we have a lot of other people helping. Every month, somebody's willing to step up and help kind of promote golf chat and get people talking about golf. So it's been a blast. I enjoy meeting all the people that I have. I've played golf with a lot of the people who have come through golf chat. And like you said, it's an international thing. I actually had Tiffany Chasen. I hope that's how you pronounce her name. So she lives in Canada, and then she was in Australia, and she lived in Australia as well. And she's kind of traveling around the world now, but I got a chance to play golf with her at San Dimas Canyon Golf Course. So it really is international.
Have you kept track of how many new people you have played golf with specifically because of golf chat?
Ooh, that's a good question. I should kind of have a tally going. It's probably around a dozen or so, if I were to give you a basic number. I don't have the specifics on me, but yeah, about a dozen. And I'm always looking forward to playing with more. So whenever any of the people most of them are not really local in Southern California, most of them are like Chicago. There's a big buffer of people in the Chicago area. And so anytime they come down into Southern California, I'll definitely get a message saying, hey, I'm going to be playing golf here. And I try to meet up with them whenever I can.
What a cool thing. I know everybody who's involved in it looks forward to these sessions on Tuesday night. And you can see it evolving now. You get kind of some questions in advance so you can think about it. And I'm always a fan of just how quick everybody is on this. And there's a variety of different, it's not only informational, but it's fun. I mean, there's a lot of very quick witted people, to say the least, that are involved in golf chat. So it's not, we call it the fastest hour in golf. And it's really true, because once you interact with everybody who's on there at the same time, it gets pretty freewheeling and interesting.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that I really liked about that Ed chat when I was doing it was, and I tell this all the time, so I speak on social media and internet marketing, and I always tell a story about Ed chat and how that really helped me solidify my thoughts and ideas about education, was I can honestly say that in the 6 months that I was participating in that Ed chat was that I learned more about teaching than I did, my 4 years in college, my year in the credential program, and I even spent 4 years in the classroom. But I learned more about education because for several reasons. One, it's so fast paced, so you're kind of juggling things, but you also have to condense your ideas. And so it kind of cuts out all the fluff. And when you're responding, you're really solidifying your actual thoughts in your mind and taking other people's thoughts and molding it into your own. And that's what I really liked about that Ed chat. And I feel the same way about golf chat. It's lighthearted. It's a lot of fun. We kind of joke around with each other, but at the same time, we're kind of delving into the issues of golf and trying to solve some of the biggest issues that golf is facing today and trying to make golf better, which you can't really go wrong there.
It fosters a lot of creativity because there's a lot of people who are now creating intro videos. I've done a little of that. The way people use different GIFs and everything that are built into Twitter, I find myself laughing for the entire hour because, like you said, Mitch, there are some incredibly creative people and incredibly quick-witted people on there just having a good time. And that's what it's all about.
And I will say that I am usually the butt of most of the jokes that go on in golf chat. So I'm willing to take that on for the sake of everybody involved.
I think we should move that to Darren. That would be good. What I was going to say is that there's a lot of people who don't like Twitter because it's limited and they don't think that really serves. But it's interesting to me that your take is that it forces you to condense your ideas and really be concise about what you want to say. So it's an interesting perspective from both sides of that coin. But for sure, if you participate in Golf Chat, you would understand exactly what you're talking about. And I agree, there's an amazing amount of information that's shared in the course of an hour by all these people.
Yeah, and it really is good. I mean, you see the other avenues like Facebook, and I'm very involved in all the social media avenues, but there tends to be a lot of fluff, and there's a lot of filler words, and when you're sticking to Twitter and you're really making it as concise as possible, you're just getting kind of the meat of the conversation or the punch, and I do definitely enjoy that and get a lot of value out of that.
Zeb, let's talk about 19th Hole Media, and I mean, you've really taken on the mission of trying to build more rounds and revenue really for smaller golf courses. And at a time when so many golf courses, have closed over the past 5 years, that can kind of be an uphill battle. Talk a little bit about why you created the company and some of the things that you're doing.
Well, that's a great question. It's probably due to naivety more than anything. I got involved. So when I started my business, I really had no business acumen whatsoever. I went to school to be a high school history teacher, and then I left teaching, started my tutoring business. And then a couple of the kids that I was tutoring, their parents were business owners. And so they hired me to do internet marketing for them. And I went back to the golf course that I worked at when I was in high school and college, which was Los Serranos, which is right down the street here. And actually, like, it's a block away from where I'm at right now, which is at my parents' house. So they hired me on the spot, and so I started doing work for them, just social media, internet marketing, and I did a really good job in getting the word out about their course. They won the 2012 California Golf Course of the Year. They were a finalist for the National Golf Course of the Year. When there was a new general manager. There was a shift in the power structure that was at Los Serranos. A new general manager came in on his first day. He kind of said, "Zeb, I don't think the social media thing is going to be around for very long. I don't understand it. I don't think it'll be here. So I just want to tell you that up front." And then a couple months later, he let me go. And through that process, I really got a chance to dive into the results, dive into everything that we were doing for this golf course, add up all the stats and statistics to make sure that it went well, or to make sure that the work we're doing was providing value to the course. And it was just undeniable. And so I put all that information in the book. I lined up a couple other golf course clients to work with, so I included that in the book as well. And since then, I've just been landing golf courses, trying to promote golf through the use of social media. And if golf is going to survive, and I know that you guys are very active in this component of it, is that we need to have ambassadors of the game. And the way the ambassadors are going to get the word out about people playing golf is through these social channels, through online work, and through people like yourselves, like myself, like the people that participate in Golf Chat. The more that we can do that, the more likely we're going to have golf grow. And then if we're positioned ourselves in a spot where we are, where we're the ones that are, leading the charge, building up golf, then we're going to reap the benefits from that too.
And how many courses do you have as clients now?
I want to say we're at 15, or around 15.
And they're not all just in Southern California, right? Don't you have one somewhere out in the middle of the country?
I do, yeah. So most of them are in the Southern California area just because that's my network. But I did get hired by a course called Village Greens of Woodridge, which is in the suburbs of Chicago. And they read my book and loved it. And so they called me and said that they wanted to hire me. So we've been working for them for the past 2 years. We also have some courses in Northern California as well, Cinnabar Hills being the main one. So we're doing their online digital marketing for them too.
Nice. How cool. Just, you mentioned the book. Just quickly tell us, Social Golf Course is the name of the book. You can get it on Amazon.com. Tell us a little bit about what prompted that book.
Well, yeah. So it's my experience at Los Serranos, really. It was the fact that, and his, when I was talking with other golf courses, is the general manager that said, "I don't understand this social media thing. I don't think it's going to be around," was a typical response that I was getting from a lot of the golf course general managers that I was meeting with. And for me, because I saw how much value was there and how, just as a history major, I knew that this was not something that was just going to disappear. This is something that's going to be in our regular daily lives, that I needed to make sure to put something on paper so that they could understand it. So they could say, "Okay, I get the social media thing now. I get why it's important. And that's why we need to have it at our golf course." And so that was kind of why I wrote the book, to kind of highlight or show why it's important for golf courses to be using social media, which it is. And most of the, so anyways, that's kind of the impetus for the book, and that's why I wrote it. And I don't really get that question anymore. Most people say that, you know, they have issues managing their social media, but I don't think anybody ever says that, oh, we shouldn't be doing social media anymore, which is, which means you're taking a step in the right direction.
So obviously you've done something to kind of tap into that, and anybody who doesn't see it, they are clearly going to be left behind. We could spend a lot of time. Hopefully we'll have you back, Zeb, because we just really wanted to introduce people to Golf Chat, to your work, to 19th Hole Media, and get a sense of who you are. You're making a lot of people very happy with the leadership and the things you're doing to grow the game and to turn people on to the best parts of it. So we're thrilled you've joined us on Talking Golf Getaways. We know we'll be in touch with you. I know Darren is going to get to play more golf with you, which I'm jealous about. I can't wait to do that myself. Now we can leave Darren out of it. I'd just like to, you know, go just with you. We'll take some hickories and we can talk about Darren when we go, which would
okay,
be great.
Okay. So,
that'd be great.
I like the plan of that. Maybe we'll turn him into the butt of all the jokes, and that'll be great.
Yeah, well, I'm still with you. I'll do anything I can for that.
There are flights every day to Los Angeles there, Mitch. You can hop on a plane and come play with Zeb anytime.
Plane? What is this thing called plane?
Oh,
what,
and also, what? we're going to have Zeb on for an emergency nine, so there's a lot more golf for us to talk about.
Of course we are, and we'll do that shortly. Thanks again. Zeb Welborn, you can find him, hashtag golf chat. At Real Golf Chat on Twitter now. You can do that too. You can find Zeb at Zeb Welborn, W-E-L-B-O-R-N, and at 19th Hole. God, Zeb, there's so much. It's like I should print out something and send it to everybody. At Zeb Welborn and at 19th Hole Media on Twitter and Instagram. And we're grateful to have you on once again. And those thanks to the listeners. Couldn't do it without them. Hit us up on Twitter, Darren at Getaways Golf, me at Mitch Lawrence. Use hashtag Talking Golf Getaways, hashtag Emergency 9, or by now the worldwide and famous hashtag Two Haggis Bags to get our attention. Share Talking Golf Getaways with your friends, social media, rate us on iTunes, do whatever you can. We just want to talk about golf and great destinations and the best in golf travel. Thanks again to Zeb Welborn, Darren Bunch out there in California, as always. And I'm Mitch Lawrence. Zeb's working on his dream. He keeps doing it every day. So are Darren and I. We hope you are too. Tom Petty, tell us about it. So long, everybody.